to Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. I am your host, Coach Skiles.
This is Coach T.
All right, we just wrapped up week two. What a week it was.
Oh, yeah. Loved it. Every game was amazing on Sunday. And then not only to top it off on Monday night with the Jets putting it on the Colts. The Jets' defense looks real good.
Oh, great fantasy week for me. DraftKings tore it up. My fantasy leagues tore it up, except one league. But, hey, pretty good. But enough about me. Let's get on to the people. We're here to help them out.
Oh, yeah, so we need to talk about the latest injuries around the league. There was a lot of them this week. So, going on with injuries, Tony Romo.
Yeah, fractured clavicle, going to be out up to 8 weeks, it looks like. Yeah. So, what are the ramifications of this?
Yeah, that hurts because it hurts the whole Cowboys team. It hurts the running game because now you have Brandon Weeden back there. No one's going to be worried about Brandon Weeden, especially when you don't have Dez Bryant to throw to. So it really hurts the whole Cowboys fantasy offense. The running backs are going to suffer, and the quarterback's going to be bad.
So Dallas offense, you're down on them altogether?
Altogether.
Okay. What about Terrence Williams? He had a nice little 40-yard touchdown catch from Weeden.
Yeah, that's the only person that I will think about starting on the Dallas team. I may start Joseph Randle, but that's probably about it. I'm staying away from Weeden, staying away from the other receivers.
They still pass the ball to Weeden, though. You're talking about Weeden. You're still keeping him, right?
Yeah, okay, keeping Weeden, but
starting him, I mean, not keeping. Obviously, yeah. Keeping him. But you're going to start Weeden every week?
I wouldn't if I have people like, I would start Jordan Reed over Weeden or another tight end such as maybe Delanie Walker if he was healthy. Jeez. And
that's gross. I don't think I would. I think I would still stick with Weeden. I think he's going to look for him a lot. Well, what about, we know Weeden had a great season with Gordon. So can Terrence Williams have a great season? What do you think?
Terrence Williams might be able to have a good season.
Terrence Williams is not Gordon's talent, no matter what. I mean, not even close. Yeah, he hit that 40-yard touchdown, but he's not Josh Gordon and never will be. So I don't expect big things from Terrence Williams, and I'm not planning on starting him at all in any week three.
Yeah.
Picking him up in any single DraftKings or FanDuel.
Unless he's your last option, I would not start Terrence Williams. There's a lot of people out there that I'd rather start over him, such as Dante Moncrief or someone of that nature.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, we're down on Dallas' offense, and it's looking pretty bad right now for the Cowboy fans out there. Sorry, guys. All right, that's just the way it goes. Let's move on to Tevin Coleman, likely to miss at least 2 weeks. That's what we're hearing different things from different reports. I heard one report saying he has bruised ribs, and it just depends on his pain threshold. And another report is saying he will be out at least 2 weeks. So let's assume it's 2 weeks where he'll start. And if it's not 2 weeks, he'll probably be 2 weeks before he's getting a full workload and looking like the Tevin Coleman that he did in this game, which he looked really, really good in the first quarter there. What do you think about this injury? What is the ramifications here?
I think it's good for people who have first pick on waiver wire, because I'd go out and get Devontae Freeman, and I think he definitely benefits from this. He's going to be more of a runner now for them instead of that pass-catching back. So look for Freeman, his stock to rise, and it's going to hurt Coleman's more than you think, because if Freeman's able to run away with it and do really good these 2-3 weeks that Coleman's out, when Coleman comes back, they're not going to give him the carries that he was getting, and so they're slowly going to work Coleman back in. So I really like it really helps Freeman's value and hurts Coleman, so I'm sorry for all the Coleman owners out there.
Yeah, I am one of the Coleman owners. I think it hurts him for about 3 or 4 weeks, but you give him 2 games back, and he's going to outperform Freeman. Freeman is not the talent that Tevin Coleman is, not even close. Tevin Coleman is really looking shining bright on that offense. So I think Tevin Coleman will get a spot back. It's going to be a couple weeks. He'll share carries, and then eventually he'll get most of the carries like he was in weeks 1 and 2. Let's move on to another big, huge injury. Eddie Lacy. If you had Eddie Lacy playing and you needed him for points, oh man, are you mad Sunday night?
Oh yeah, definitely upset. A friend of mine actually had Eddie Lacy. He needed him to score like 7 points, and that didn't happen. So huge upset. Huge. It made the owner very mad.
Lots of owners very mad.
Yeah,
sure.
And so Lacy's one of those guys that you expect to be durable and at least score 10 points every week. So that hurts, but also, I believe Lacy's going to be back next week. I don't think he's going to be out. I think he's going to play week three. So if you're Lacy owners, you can at least take a breath about that. I believe Lacy will be back and a full go for week three.
I personally, I mean, we don't have all the information just right now. It's an ankle sprain. They're playing Kansas City at home. I'm personally thinking that they're going to have Eddie Lacy out this game, sit him out just to be on the side of caution. I mean, they're a playoff team. They're going to win the playoffs. Their division's just gosh awful. So there's no need to rush Lacy out there with an ankle injury. An ankle injury. So no need to do that. So I would just save him for the playoffs and, you know, keep him fresh as possible. Obviously, bring him back week four, but I would give him the week off, and I think that's what they'll end up doing. And if he does come in week three and ends up playing, I wouldn't think he'd get more than 12 carries. So James Starks, add or no add? Well, we're actually going to go over all the ads, but real quick, what do you think about James Starks? If Lacy doesn't go.
I would pick him up. Especially if Lacy doesn't go. If Lacy doesn't go, then James Starks is a must-add for me this week. He can get 100 yards and a touchdown, maybe even two in that offense just because of how much they spread that ball around. It's going to open the run game, always has. So Starks is a huge plus for me this week if Lacy's not able to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just in that offense, they're always going to have the ball a lot. They're always going to be getting first downs and being in the red zone with Aaron Rodgers out there. So Starks is definitely a mess own if you're a Lacy owner. And I think he's a top free agent pickup, which we'll talk about that in a little bit. There's a lot of injuries to get to, so let's move on. Drew Brees looks like he has a bruised shoulder, or actually a bruised rotator cuff, I'm sorry. So his status is to be determined at the moment. What are you thinking that means for the Saints offense and all the fantasy offensive players?
Oh, it hurts the Saints, and it hurts all the Breeze owners because a rotator cuff, that injury is going to linger. That's what those injuries do. They linger. So Breeze isn't going to play until he's probably 100%. So that could be a couple weeks. That could be 2 to 3 weeks until Breeze is back in that lineup. So it hurts the Saints offense altogether. What it may actually do is help Ingram's value because they may want to run the ball a lot more now and establish that run game. So Ingram could be getting more carries along with C.J. Spiller. So that look for that Saints run game to actually pick it up. But the passing game definitely suffers. Brandon Cooks, who hasn't started off hot this year, is still going to stay mediocre right now with Breeze not throwing him the ball. So I don't like any of the Saints pass catchers.
I agree with you on the Ingram thing, but let's go back because Dallas is the same situation. Romo's hurt. Reynolds going to be running the ball behind a really, really good offensive line. So I don't think I would really downgrade Randall at all. I think he'll be okay with the offensive line they have there. And I'm thinking the Saints are going to – Ingram's going to be okay. And C.J. Spiller is definitely going to get some passes because I don't think Whedon – I'm sorry, not Whedon. It's actually Josh McCown who's going to be the backup. He was on those commercials, right?
Yeah, he was on those Verizon commercials, yeah. The Towers.
Now he's a starter. That's great. But he's going to be passing the ball on a whole bunch, throwing to C.J. Spiller. So I think, the running backs and the Saints are going to get some more value out of this from this Breeze injury, believe it or not. The receivers, though, not so much. Brandon Cooks, ouch, not doing what we thought and most people thought he would do.
Yeah, he's definitely flunked so far this season, and I don't think he's had more than 6 catches in a game, and this is a guy who I was very high on in PPR, and he's really let me down, but I feel like he's going to rebound, but it won't be with Josh McCown throwing him the ball.
Okay, and then Carlos Hyde leaves the game with his a concussion possibility. Looks like he passed the concussion protocol, so he's going to be fine. You think he's going to be starting in week three?
Yeah, I think he'll be starting in week three. Don't worry if you're a Hyde owner. The only thing I would worry about is being a Niners fan and getting your team destroyed to where Hyde cannot run the ball because they have to continuously pass just like they did last week. So, look, Hyde owners, don't worry about the injuries. He'll be fine.
But if you were the Hyde owner, aren't you going to go pick up Mike Davis this week on the free agent list?
Yes. Just in case Hyde's not able to go, I'm going to stash the backup because the Niners want to establish a run, so I'll pick up Mike Davis.
Man, that 49ers defense made Big Ben look ridiculously good. And he is good, but geez.
Yeah, he made it look easy.
How do you give up that many yards to Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown's that good. Know he's the best receiver on the field, and yet, and they try to cover him, double cover him, they can't. So, Yeah. Antonio Brown's really, really good, and it looks like he's going to be the number one wideout yet again this season.
And let's move on to the next thing. Cutler is going to be out at least 2 weeks with a hamstring injury. And sometimes those can linger. Those can be hard to come back from. So it could be, I would think, between 2 to 4. So we'll see. What is your opinion on the Jay Cutler injury, and what does that do to Forte?
If they had a decent backup quarterback, then I would have liked the injury.
They don't have Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah, they don't. So actually, it goes from worse or bad to worse. So, I mean, I don't like Cutler as it is, but I definitely don't like Clausen. So I think that hurts both Forte's and the rest of the Bears receivers' fantasy line. So I don't like Eddie Royal or I don't like Eddie Royal anymore anyways. He's burned me 2 straight weeks. I don't like him. Alshon Jeffrey, it hurts his value a little bit. But, yeah, I definitely don't like Clausen throwing those receivers the ball.
Okay. Well, let's get on to
what... Let's talk about one more injury right quick. But this is a guy coming back. Arian Foster. They said he's been practicing last week, and he could come back this week. What does that do to the Texans' offense if Foster is able to play?
Oh, well, obviously it upgrades Foster and Hopkins. I don't think it does any effect to him. The guy's going to get his passes. They're going to feed him his targets, even with Foster there. So, basically, if you have Foster, great. If you picked him up late, man, you're really happy this guy's coming back early. I would personally give it a week to watch and see what he does if he does go week 3. I'm not one to risk it and start Foster. But what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd risk it just because if he is able to go, the Texans are a team that gives Foster the ball. So if he's able to play, he's going to get carries. Even if they say he's on a small workload, they said the same exact thing last year. He comes out and gets 25 carries in that game. So they're going to run the ball with Foster if he's able to go. So if he's able to play, insert him into your lineups and be happy that you got him back week 3.
Yeah, he's playing a weak Tampa Bay defense in week 3 too. So maybe roll the dice on him. I personally won't do that unless I have really bad options. So I would even start Crowell over him this week, who's playing the Raiders.
Okay.
That's just me. I would like to wait and see what he does. Just like what I would have done with Mike Evans. And boy, did he not pan out. But we'll go over that here in a second. Let's get to the must ads for people who are listening to this for the waiver wire. Let's help them out. Let's start. If Terrence Williams has happened to be in your league, do you need to pick him up?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay. I'm going to give you, you tell me on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you need to pick them up right away, and 1 being you don't need to pick them up at all. Okay? So Terrence Williams is a what?
Terrence Williams is a 10.
Is a 10 on a pickup?
Yes, okay. Because I'll tell you why. Terrence Williams, we already went over it a little bit, but he's a guy who's going to get all the looks by Brandon Wheaton. We already saw it in the second half of the Eagles game. Williams gets the look from Whedon. So with Bryant out, look for Williams to thrive. No, he's not going to be a guy that gets you 80 yards on a touchdown every week. But he could be a guy who gets you 80 yards or a touchdown every week. So I like Terrence Williams. He could be a valuable wide receiver 3 for you.
Okay, next one. James Starks. 1 to 10.
10. 4.
A 4 ad. That's it for you.
I'm going to give him a 4 because I don't want to waste my – when I do waiver wire, I look to get someone who's going to help me for the season as my number one guy, my number one priority every week. James Starks will help me for a game. So I'm not very high on James Starks.
What if you're a Lacy owner? What's he rated at 1 to 10?
6. I bump him up a little bit because if Lacy is able – if he misses extended time, Starks does become a good running back too.
I think it's more of an 8 or a 9 if you're a Lacy owner. And personally, if you need a running back for this week, which most people probably don't, because we're not hitting buys just yet, he would be a 5. Okay, moving on. Jordan Reed.
He's a 10.
You think he's a 10?
He's a 10 because tight ends are hard to come by, and this guy has shown that he can put up numbers, and he's done that weeks 1 and weeks 2. So I like Reed a lot in that Redskins offense. That's who Cousins throws it to, is the tight end. So if you're sitting there with a bad tight end.
Sitting there with Owen Daniels.
Yeah, then pick up Reed. He should be number one on your waiver priority.
Yeah, okay. What about Derek Carr? And let's give me a 1 through 10, and then give me a 1 through 10 if you are a Romo owner.
Okay, 1 through 10 normal. I'm going to give Carr 3 because simply Carr's not someone I'm going to start every week. He's a bye week filler at best, and I'm not going to waste a waiver pick on him. If he's there after the waivers go through, then yeah, I'll go and get him if I have a spot, but okay. Not going to waste a pick. So with Romo hurt,
let me give you these quarterbacks here. You okay. Tell me who, if you have, you're a Romo owner and you have no backup,
right.
Who are you trying to pick up with your waiver wire? Tyrod Taylor, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Teddy Bridgewater, Blake Bortles, and Brandon Whedon. Let's say Carson Palmer is picked up, which he should be picked up in all leagues by now.
Oh, yeah.
But let's just say there's no Carson Palmer out there, and these are the best guys available.
Okay, okay.
And these guys are going to be on most people's waiver wire right now.
Okay. So I'll give you them in order. Number one, Tyrod Taylor, because of that running ability. And they show that they will let him pass the ball. He threw 3 touchdowns. So I like Taylor. Taylor's number one. Number two, Teddy Bridgewater. By far, he has a dynamic offense. And he actually was a lot more efficient in week 2. So look for better things to come from him.
Especially playing the Chargers in week 3.
Yeah. Number three, I'll go Ryan Fitzpatrick because I'm going him over Derek Carr because Fitzpatrick, he's looked very efficient the first 2 weeks. He's done pretty much the same numbers, 260 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. So he's looked really sufficient, and I like him. I like that offense with Brandon Marshall, that spread offense that they have going in New York. So I think Fitzmagic can do a little bit of magic and maybe have another 6 touchdown game this year.
Geez, I tell you what, if you're in a 12-team league and you have to start Fitzpatrick, I think it might be a long year. I don't know. I don't really trust them. Yeah, I just think their offense is more going to be based around the run. So Fitzpatrick's not someone I'm looking forward to starting. But I would start him over Blake Bortles, who had a pretty good week this week.
Go ahead. Yeah, he did good. But yeah, I'm staying away from Blake Bortles. The guy I am interested in Jacksonville is Allen Robinson. He should have already been on a team. But he looked good, 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, that's a solid day for any wideout. So I like Allen Robinson, but I'm staying away from Bortles.
Okay. Let's get back to our must-adds. You said, what's Fitzpatrick on a 1 to 10 scale to you?
I give him a 5. Quarterbacks aren't high for me unless they have that game-changing ability. So for me, Tyrod Taylor is the highest one.
What is Tyrod Taylor?
I give him a 7 or 8.
Okay, let's go ahead and hit the rest of the quarterbacks up. Bridgewater.
Bridgewater, if he's there, give him 8.
Blake Bortles.
3.
And Brandon Whedon.
1.
Yeah, I'm not
staying completely away from Whedon.
You're not picking him up.
Can I give him a negative number?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, negative 2 for Whedon.
Okay, Deion Lewis.
He's high for me. I wasn't high on him after that week 1. I was like, Tom Brady likes to throw him the ball, but that could be all he is this year. They've actually let that dude run, and LeGarrette Blount was back this week, and they still let Deion Lewis run the ball. So yeah. I like Lewis. He's going to be better option than Shane Vereen. He's going to have a lot of volume in that offense. So he's the number one running back for me this week. He's a 10 for me.
It makes me a little nervous that he is a New England Patriot running back. I would think they're going to eventually get Blount in there a little bit more. Lewis did fumble the ball in the game, and Bill Belichick didn't bench him. And usually, if you fumble a ball for Bill Belichick, you're going to be on the bench.
Exactly why he's a 10 for me.
That could say that he has a lot of faith in him. Belichick really trusts him. I don't know. Basically, if I have an open spot on the bench and it doesn't cost me anything, I'll pick him up and I'll put him on the bench. And because he's intriguing, but you know, just in case he happens to blow up. So, to me, he's probably a 7. 6 to 7.
Okay,
moving on. Devontae Freeman.
For me, he's going to be a 8. If you're a Coleman owner, a 10. Because Devontae Freeman...
I think you should have already drafted him if you're a Coleman owner. You should have locked that.
Yeah, you should have definitely had that.
Those running backs up over there. But okay, so you said a 10?
Yeah, 10 if you're a Coleman owner. If you're not a Coleman owner, then an 8.
Okay, an 8? Okay, that's a little high for me, but he will be getting all the carries over there with Coleman out. So I have him more at a 7. Okay. 7.25. Okay, and then let's move on to the next one.
Rishard Matthews.
Rishard Matthews, okay.
Yeah, I like this guy a lot. I think I'd give him an 8. He's had 2 solid weeks in that crowded Dolphins receiving corps. Corpse. And so.
Corpse.
Yeah, Corpse. No.
Receiving Corpse. Yeah.
So I think he's the go-to guy for Tannehill aside from Jarvis Landry. And so I really like him. He had over 100 yards this week and a touchdown last week. So look for Matthews. If he's on your waiver wire, to pick him up because he's going to be a good start.
So what's he rating him?
I'm giving him an 8.
Goodness gracious. Okay. There's no room on your bench to add all these players. All these 8s you're giving out here. Okay, next person. Michael Crabtree. Now, I'm really high on Crabtree. I started him in DraftKings, and he won me some money. So I'm very, very high on him. He looked really great in all through preseason, all through practice. They've been really high on him. So Crabtree, to me, is going to be a 9.
Okay.
And yeah. Even if you don't need a receiver and you have a spot, pick him up and make a trade for him. Trade him away on his next big game. Maybe you can get some value for him this week, too. But I'm waiting for Crabtree to have another big game, and I'm looking to trade him.
Yeah. I mean, Crabtree, he did look good. And that Derek Carr, he has some weapons. He has Crabtree and Cooper, and those are two solid weapons. And so Crabtree, like you said, yeah, pick him up. If he has another good week, trade him. Look to sell high on him.
Yeah, especially because I see Oakland being a team that's going to put up a lot of points in garbage time. I mean, obviously, it was a big surprise they beat the Ravens this week.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that happened. They were able to kill Peyton Manning.
They put 37 points against the Ravens. Yep. So.
Peyton Manning had no touchdowns against them.
Yeah.
But Derek Carr is going to throw a couple, actually. You know, I don't know. It's crazy. The NFL's crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking to pick up Crabtree for sure. And I don't trust him. I wouldn't say I trust him completely, but I'll pick him up and try to trade him.
Okay.
Okay, next person.
Mike Davis from San Francisco.
With the Hyde injury, yes.
Yeah, so for me, he's not going to be that high. He's going to be probably a 4 or 3 just because I don't like the Niners offense, and I wasn't a big fan on Hyde. And the second week, it actually came back down to earth on Hyde and still don't like him anymore because he did not look good running the ball. Week one, he looked possessed and looked like a whole different running back and was just really, really good. Second week came out, kind of looked more like the Hyde that I'm used to seeing, not with all that energy and just didn't see the holes. And so I'm not high on Mike Davis. And so, yeah, I'm giving him a 3 or 4.
Okay, well, that will be it for a must add. So the number one guy you're trying to get out there is Terrence Williams, if he's still there. I don't think he will be. Bridgewater, Tyrod Taylor, if you have Romo hurt, and that's the only QB you have, that's definitely one of them out there. Obviously, if Carson Palmer's there, that's your number one guy to go get.
Oh, yeah.
Who else is a must-add this week for you? I think Crabtree would be next in line for me.
Yeah, a must-add for me at running backs. I'm going to go Deion Lewis and then Devontae Freeman. And then also a guy I'm very high on that we didn't really discuss, Matt Jones, the running back for the Redskins, a rookie running back. If he's out there, go and get him. Especially if you're an Alfred Morris owner. If you're a Morris owner, Jones should be the number one priority for you this week. He came out and ran 19 carries, over 100 yards and a touchdown. He looked really good. And so Matt Jones is definitely the guy I'm getting if I'm a Morris owner.
What if you're not? What are you thinking here?
I'm still picking him up because he outplayed Morris. They each had over 15 carries, so there's enough running the ball to give them the ball. And if Jones keeps outplaying Morris, I'm sorry, Morris, but Jones is going to take your spot.
It's crazy to think Washington can win that division, man. Well, everybody was so hyped up on the Eagles and Cowboys, and it's like Washington might actually pull that off. Oh, well, I don't think they will, but it's just crazy to think
it's gonna be a fun Thursday night game for the Washington Redskins and New York Giants. I'm excited to see that just for all the fantasy implications on it.
One of the worst divisions in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get to our mailbag, and where can people reach us at, Coach T?
Oh, yeah, they can reach us. You can email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. So that's fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. You can follow us on Instagram at fantasyfootballcoaches. You can send us a tweet or follow us on Twitter at _fantasycoaches. And then lastly, you can find us on iTunes. Just type in the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast, and we will pop up, and you can subscribe to us.
Yep, we're the one with the pitcher and a bowl of popcorn and a football. Okay, so thanks, guys, for listening and subscribing. Let's get to our mailbag. We have a question from @BuenosDiaz1865, owner of Off in the Woods. Well, first of all, Buenos Diaz, I want to tell you that 2005 call. They want their team name back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I got beat by Off in the Woods. God, come on. Now, okay, so his question is Tom Brady a sell-high candidate? What do you think? Well, let me answer this one. First of all, if you go back to our very first episode, I said Tom Brady's going to throw between 35 to 40 touchdowns because of this whole Deflategate thing and him just wanting to tell the commissioner and the NFL to F off for what they did to him. So I personally am holding on to Tom Brady, and I'm loving every game and loving every minute of it.
I wasn't a big Tom Brady guy, but now I am. And I traded him away in one of my leagues early, and I definitely regret it right now. Tom Brady's, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, but he's on track to break the single-season touchdown record. He's on track for 56 touchdowns. So he leads the league. He's the number one fantasy quarterback right now after 2 weeks, and he's not going to slow down. I agree with Coach Skiles now. It looks like the New England Patriots, they want to upset the league and just – or they're upset the league and are just going to go every week, going for it on fourth down. They're going to put up their points. And so
– let me give you a scenario. Let's say you talk to the Andrew Luck owner and he wants Brady for Andrew Luck. Would you trade away Brady for Andrew Luck right now?
Man, that's a tough choice. I mean,
it is, isn't it?
2 weeks ago, I'd be like, give me Luck all day for Brady. But now
– everybody on the planet would say, give me Luck.
But now I really don't know, because Brady, he does look like he wants to put up numbers week in and week out. And
the way Luck's line's looking right now, the way Jets manhandled Andrew Luck today, I'm going to go ahead and hold on to Brady.
Yeah, me too. The fantasy coaches agree that you should hold on to Brady over Andrew Luck. This is crazy talk right now.
Yep. I'll say, next question here. It's not crazy, it's reality. At FantasyCrazy469. Owner of My Balls Ertz. I've heard that before.
My Balls like Ertz. Like Zach Ertz. Okay.
Yeah. My Ball Ertz. Okay. My Balls Ertz. Okay. This is a unique question. On a scale of Buffalo Wild Wing sauce, rank the following players for the rest of your stats. Spicy being very good and mild or being very not good.
All right. Okay. Well, first off, I'm going to give this question a mild. So,
I like this question.
Right then and there.
I'm giving this question a little bit higher than him. I'm giving this question a Parmesan garlic.
Man, that's my favorite, so you can't say that. I love Parmesan garlic.
Yeah, I like it, but it's not like spicy. Okay. Okay. We're going off his scale here, Fantasy Crazy 469.
Tell me the players that Fantasy Crazy
He wants to know Keenan Allen. Where is he at on your Buffalo Wild Wing sauce?
Whichever is the, I guess, medium one, so not mild, but...
Honey barbecue.
We'll go honey barbecue.
That's not very spicy at all.
Okay, yeah, I mean, true.
Maybe we need hot barbecue.
It has like one little pepper by it.
They have hot barbecue.
We'll go honey barbecue, yeah.
Honey or hot?
Honey.
I'm a hot barbecue on Keenan Allen now, but I mean, he had a good bad week too, but I still think he's going to get the looks and the targets.
I'm not a big fan of Allen. I thought that was an abnormal week one, but... I mean, he could end up putting up like maybe four or five games like that, which is very good for someone you drafted to be your wide receiver two, maybe your wide receiver three. But yeah, I'm not high on him, so I'm going to give him some honey barbecue sauce.
Okay, let's go to the next guy, and that is Sammy Watkins, who actually didn't have a bad game today. Or I'm sorry, let's say today, this week too.
Yeah, I'm going to give him some honey barbecue too. I'm not high on Watkins just because of Tyrod Taylor. I like Tyrod Taylor, but I don't like – he's not going to be consistent in throwing to certain wideouts. So I'm not high on Sammy Watkins. I'd rather have, you know, a Parmesan garlic over honey barbecue Sammy Watkins. So not high on him.
Okay, let's move on to the next guy, and that is going to be Amari Cooper he gave us.
Oof, Amari Cooper. He's my fantasy man crush right now, so I'm going to have to go spicy. Spicy as you can get.
Blazing?
No, I'm going to go ghost pepper.
Ooh, goodness.
Ghost pepper
high. You think Amari Cooper's ghost pepper?
Yes. Jeez. And that's because his ceiling is ridiculous. Like I've already said, I think he's going to catch 100 balls this year, and he's caught 12 through 2 weeks. So, I mean, he's on track. He had a great... He dusted Jimmy Smith for a beautiful 59-yard or 69-yard touchdown on the first drive for the Raiders. So I really like Amari Cooper, and I think his ceiling's higher than Sammy Watkins and Keenan Allen.
I think Amari Cooper for the rest of the year is going to be a, I would say, Caribbean jerk. Let's go with that.
Okay, I'll take that.
He's going to be good. Will he finish top 30? What do you think?
I think he will, yeah. I think he'll finish top 30 at wideout. I think he'll finish between 15 and 20, closer to 20. But I think he'll be up there at the end of the season.
I think he's going to finish between the 25 and 35 range. That's why I have him Caribbean jerk. So we'll see. He's getting a lot of looks out there, that's for sure. What about Landry here?
Oh, okay. If we'll go Mango Habanero for Cooper and Ghost Pepper.
You said that so country. Mango Habanero.
Yeah, that was my countryside coming out. But yeah, we'll go Mango Habanero. We'll bring Cooper down a little bit. But I'm going Ghost Pepper hot for Jarvis Landry. So as hot as you can get, blazing Ghost Pepper for Jarvis Landry. This is
the most ridiculous question I've ever had.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Keep sending these kind of questions, though, Fantasy Crazy. We appreciate it.
It's fun. All right, let's go with Carson Palmer.
Okay, Carson Palmer, I mean, he's right up there, too. He's that blazing ghost pepper sauce. So I like Carson Palmer and
Ghost Pepper
are
different. Blazing is one they've been having, and then they added the ghost pepper, which apparently is hotter than the blazing.
Okay, well, I'll go blazing for Carson Palmer then. Because the difference is Jarvis Landry, you're going to start him every week. Carson Palmer, he might be your second quarterback. You might be picking between Andrew Luck and Carson Palmer. Jarvis Landry is a must-start every week for me. So I'm going to go Ghost Pepper for Landry, blazing for Palmer.
Okay, and that would be it for his question. And let's see here. Tevin asks, hey, should I trade Carson Palmer, back to Carson Palmer, for Brandon Marshall and Alf Morris? What's his team name? He doesn't have a team name.
We'll make it up. We'll go.
His name's Tevin. I don't know. I got nothing. Let's just answer the question. We're running out of time here. Carson Palmer for Brandon Marshall and Alfred Morris. Would you make that trade? It kind of depends on what your backup quarterback looks like.
Yeah.
But if you can pick up Tyrod Taylor off the free agent and guarantee to get him, I would
get Morris and Marshall, I'll do the trade.
Yeah, I would do the trade for Marshall and Alfred Morris. And Marshall looked really beast tonight. I had a touchdown. He drug those two defenders in there. The defensive backs was sick.
Yeah, Marshall's looked real good. And it looks like he's that number one threat for Fitzmagic. So I like that trade. I'll take it.
Okay, well, that is all the time we have here at Fantasy Coaches Podcast. We want to thank you guys for listening to us. We will have a week 3 start and sit episode, or stud and dud episode, coming up soon. And maybe if we have some time, we'll get in a DraftKings and a FanDuel episode as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So once again, you can follow us on Instagram at the Fantasy Football Coaches. You can follow us on Twitter at _FantasyCoaches. You can send us email questions at thefantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. And then also make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. Every time we finish a podcast, it will go directly to your iTunes store and you can listen to it.
On your way to work, coming back from work,
working out. Just listen to us anytime.
We want to thank you guys for listening to us. That is all the time we have here, and we will catch you later this week.
All right. Hope y'all had a good week, too.
And good luck in your waiver wire.